Hey everyone, welcome to yet another week of Fun with Sarah and Dave. I'm Sarah, and alongside me is my amazing husband, Dave. Tell our fans hello, babe.
Hi.
I know everybody loves when I start off giggling. So, Dave, as we're getting ready to get rolling, asked me why I always give him the broken microphone. My response was, because you were the one that broke it, dear.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not entirely true.
Oh, it is entirely true. You broke it.
Do you remember how it got broken?
Vaguely.
Yes, you said it like where I was about to sit down, and I sat on it.
No, that was not it.
Well, but you said you, when you were trying vaguely.
Yeah, but it wasn't a sitting on it one.
That's how I remember it.
You're wrong.
What, you think I just used my bare hands and broke it? I mean, it's metal.
Dude, you don't have enough junk in your trunk. Yeah, I said that. Okay, anyways. Remember, do not disturb.
Yeah, you're a popular woman. Working woman, if you will.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been like 9 days. A lot has happened.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a 9 days.
Really has. So,
yeah.
Where do we start? Do we start with your big event?
I don't know. So you said it was a Saturday before last?
Yeah.
Man, so that was before the Browns lost their game to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It's a good game. Heck of a season.
Really was. They finished strong. I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Proud of the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah. After barely beating the Browns.
I know. Well, the Browns, I mean, they were pretty on fire. I had picked the Buffalo Bills to go just because I wanted to be different. Because, you know, everybody was going to pick the number one seeds.
Yeah. Wonder how we're doing in our apartment complex football pool.
Well, both of mine are out, so I'm not too great.
Yeah, so you're out, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. I don't even care.
Yeah, one of mine's still in.
Well, you picked two number one seeds.
Yeah, and I have one more Super Bowl team pick than you.
Yeah, I picked the wrong number one seed. So,
speaking of the Super Bowl, we get to listen to it with the first piece of equipment that we bought for the new house. The new, like, Bose soundbar thing is amazing.
Yeah, like, I thought I heard sounds from behind us, and it's only one center channel.
Yeah, it, like, I really liked the reviews, the YouTube reviews that I watched of it. But, man, that thing is really nice. It's 'cause we're going to have one of those big, like, two-story living rooms that we've always wanted.
Well, and the sound from that TV is not great.
Yeah, I mean, those new, like, real thin televisions aren't made to have, like, booming, like, speakers or anything like that.
No, because most people will pair them with something.
Yeah.
So, or, you know, wire them for something. Yeah, I'm real excited about, I mean, we're starting to do some shopping for the house. I mean, hopefully, maybe our framing package is sitting there. If not, maybe it'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it wasn't when I went after my work meeting.
And then I didn't. I don't really like to drive that car that much.
Yeah, we can go. We can just take your van after when we pick Isaac up from practice.
Well, if I go.
Oh.
I'll go. I have my call.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no big deal.
My call. So, yeah. Or David can. I don't care. Isaac is officially permitted in Ohio, now that he is 15 and a half.
Yeah. So he's barely 15 and a half.
I know, it's kind of weird though.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like his birthday always does that to me. I always feel like it's been longer since his birthday. Yeah. And then he should be closer to the next age.
Yeah. Man, we got like a monumental birthday coming up.
Two of them. Three of them. Four of them this year.
Yeah.
We both turned 40 this year, and then we have one turning 16 and one turning 18 this year.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a big year.
3 weeks from today.
I know, you haven't told me what you wanted. I think you want me to surprise you, and I'm not sure that's going to be good.
I do, and I'm... Yeah. Yeah, no. We'll see.
I have a problem with buying you gifts.
You do a great job. I just have a problem with, like, always having to get, like, the best deal on everything.
Well, and you're very, very specific.
Yeah. So talking about stuff for the house, I think the one piece of furniture for the house that we have locked down for sure what we're going to get is the couch.
Possibly.
There's two size options. We're pretty sure we're going with the smaller one just so we can have some other stuff in the living room.
We need to look at some other brands too, just to make sure we got what we want.
Yeah.
And I'd love to get to that place and see if they have one to sit on that's so that way I kind of get an idea if it's actually comfortable. Because I love our current sectional.
Yeah, we can see Sunday. Maybe Sunday. Well, Sunday we've got that thing at the church too.
Yes, I know. I got to sign up
for that. If we're still going to that church.
We are.
After there was an incident with a family member.
It was just a fart.
It wasn't. Sarah, it might have been the loudest one I've ever heard.
No.
The way that it rattled the chair. And it just happened to be a family member that was sitting, like, with us. Like, in the absolute back row where
teenagers.
It,
oh, he like was next so embarrassed.
To like pastors and all that, and it was
so embarrassed.
It, yeah, you know, that's. I mean, that was, you know, an accident though. Like he told me, he's like, Uncle Dave, I had a silent one. I thought this was going to be silent. It wasn't silent.
Yeah, I should probably check in on him.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to later. This is on both of my boys, so.
Yeah, oh, we went over to your sister's house to play games.
Yeah, we went over and played Cards Against Humanity. And, oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
Yep, probably one of the... I mean, that's what we moved here for, stuff like that. It was a lot of fun.
I brought over some guacamole that was delicious.
Yeah, we've been on and off. Didn't have any weekday basketball games last week, and we don't have any this week until Friday because they had some Rona scares and all that, and then we'll be back to playing, what, Friday and Saturday? Friday with you, Saturday. David goes with you Saturday night.
Yeah.
So we'll have a good one then.
Should be great.
Yeah, he'll tear it up.
Isaac has two job interviews this week. He's looking to be a working man like his brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting ready to drive.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of crazy to think.
Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job. He had a rough one today. There's an end in sight with being in the apartment and stuff, but them having to share a room is tough.
Dude, I'm sure I was so annoying to my sisters with the amount that I wanted to talk with and be with you. Like, I probably can ask them, and they could probably say, yeah, you were a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I mean, neither of us cared. We were in love.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look at where we're at now.
I know.
Still annoying each other.
Almost 40. Still haven't peaked.
I might agree with you there.
About to be an Iron Man.
Yes.
This year.
Do you want to share the news?
I think the cat's out of the bag.
Yes. He's signed up for a half Iron Man and an Iron Man this year.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
And we traveled less than 100 miles for both of them.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, so, you know, I'm like, man, you know, I'm in an area, if I were still in Alabama, I could be riding outside. And then it was like, if I was still in Alabama, I'd be traveling 900 miles to get to what was the only open full Ironman this year. And it's like, it's going to be cold in October in Indiana.
You'll be hopefully acclimated. I mean, the way your feet have been so cold.
Oh, it was terrible. And you, like, kind of, like, hung me out to dry with it yesterday.
You're not touching me with those
cold feet. You actually put, like, a barricade in between us.
I did. Don't touch me with those cold feet.
Yeah.
I don't need you trying to mess up my temperature regulation. It's already got enough of problems of its own. Yeah.
Do we talk about, like, your food sensitivities?
No,
stuff?
That was going to be my next thing.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff.
I told you there was a lot.
Yeah, so, yeah. We need a lot of people to tune in for this one.
You know, I think we've talked about how we were seeing functional medicine doctors, you know, of course, the chiropractor, trying to make sure our guts are right. You know, we've talked about how certain things just are not normal, like energy levels, you know, gas, like a lot of things are just not normal. Well, we did food sensitivities and gut bacteria testing, all of that type of stuff. And I knew wheat was bothering me, but I did not know that mustard seed, sweet potatoes, almonds, cashews, pistachios, dairy, casein, and eggs were bothering me. So now eliminated all that to try to get my gut to calm down. My nose is already clearing up. My coughing is actually stopping because I'm not getting that like little allergy cough all the time. My weight's starting to drop because I'm actually, you know, not inflamed all the time. And we're working on getting the gut cleared out and rebalanced back up so I shouldn't have to worry about it and my weight can re-regulate and all of that. So hopefully I'll be able to eat those foods again. But if not, then, you know, whatever. But it's nice to actually feel normal. Like, I've overall have had more energy lately than I have had in a long time.
Yeah, you've been bringing it with your workouts.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, well, it's nice when you're not just totally lacking energy all the time because your body's constantly inflamed. So
yeah. We'll end up going to the gym tomorrow night while Isaac's at practice.
Yeah, it's been a little longer than usually. We've been going on Monday nights lately before Monday night football, and we just didn't yesterday.
Yeah, I gotta get in some more swimming.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be exciting. I get to do a peek behind the apron, as I like to call it, Pampered Chef opportunity event tonight that I get to lead. I'm very excited for that.
So is it like, is it just you and your squad or what?
Oh, it's Mary's squad too.
Oh, okay.
We want to have as many people as possible. Of course, then I realized it was tonight when Pampered Chef was doing theirs. I need to start advertising the one that Pampered Chef does monthly. You know.
Yeah.
They do one monthly that you just register for and can get the replay. But I really like having my own personal touch for my team, too.
Oh, I'm sure they appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I just got to working on a new routine. I mean, our spring launch actually is next week that I'm going to plan a meeting for my team. I'm very excited to be able to talk about all that's coming up that's new. That will still be hush-hush until March. Or almost March.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about when we'll be getting ready to move in. Well, end of March, really until beginning of April.
No, he said possibly the first part of April, but it was looking more towards the middle to the end. So I'm not even... There's, like, right now we're thinking that we haven't even had framing started. There's next to no way that we would be in on the first part of April.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm going to bank on just being in before May starts. Still way longer than it should have been. We should have been within, like, 3 to 4 weeks versus, you know, 10 to 13.
Yeah.
So, that's all right, though. Like
3 to 4 months.
Let's go with weeks. Let's just talk in terms of weeks here, dear.
So, when are we supposed to start, like, locking in on our interest rate and stuff?
They usually say right around framing. We will anytime. We'll have to keep an eye on rates.
Mm-hmm.
To see if you can get any word on the street if it's going to drop or go up. Because they don't generally like to more than 60 days or you have to pay extra to get it lower.
Yeah, it's about as low as it's going to be right now.
Yeah, so pleased with that at least.
Yeah.
So it's at least progress. We're moving towards it. I like the apartment well enough, but I'm going to be ready to get out of the apartment and get settled into the house. So now we're going to start even more heavily shopping for furniture. We're going to do some Wayfair and Overstock shopping, some more local shopping. There are a lot of furniture stores around here. It's really kind of surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there were not that many in Alabama.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of options. Nebraska, we just had Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you could buy everything.
I mean, there were other ones, but Nebraska Furniture Mart was the best. It,
yeah.
I mean, heck, I'd get a U-Haul truck and go to Nebraska Furniture Mart and do some shopping.
Yeah, that place is incredible.
It really is. It really is. That would be quite the road trip.
Yeah.
So, still progress.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of snow lately. Must have just kind of cold weather and no sun, really.
It's really not been that sunny because, I mean, the other day it was sunny. It is, I mean, it is a little cloudier, but it's cloudy in Alabama. It was cloudy in Alabama in the winter, too. It was just rainy, not snowy. Yeah. Like, that was the rainier season.
Right.
So, like, in wintertime, it's just, it's not as sunny.
Yeah.
And maybe in Florida, it's not so bad. Or maybe California. I don't know.
Never been there.
Me either. We'll have to go soon.
Yeah.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Want to go tour the West Coast just because we can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was great to FaceTime with your dad the other day in Crystal.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And I'm excited that they're looking forward to seeing the house and stuff.
Yeah. We just, you know, got to get through the rest of this, you know, fun pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be fine.
Yeah, in theory. So, did we get to talk about how I got to go visit my sister? Was that before or after the last time we talked?
Before.
Okay,
yeah, we talked about that.
Good, we did. I know, sometimes it's just a blur, trying to remember what was when.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, yeah, the boys are back in school every day.
Yes, it was a little bit of an adjustment for them, I think.
Yeah.
They're also both tired of having to walk the dogs to go potty.
Yeah, I mean, it's different. I mean, it's not like horrible or anything.
No, gosh, no.
A little bit of inconvenience so that we can get where we want to be.
Well, yeah, that was our own choice because we didn't... We could have bought a house and been in by now had we wanted to settle on certain things or do renovations.
Yeah, it's not a good market to do that right now. And
no, the town we chose to live in is just, that's not as ideal because it's a little more expensive.
Yeah, and people don't really move them. And the military community doesn't, not, the, I mean, it's 12 miles for me to drive to the base. But the military community doesn't necessarily live out here. They live in Beaver Creek or Dayton.
Well, there's quite a few that live out this way. They do have a good handful of military kids in our school.
Yeah. I think it's a lot more retired military that live here.
No, there's some active. There's plenty. I mean, we have several active people that live in our apartment complex.
Right.
I mean, it's not like, you know, like when we were in Papillion, where you'd, I mean, well, actually, there were a lot of locals there, too.
Yeah.
But Bellevue and Papillion kind of just rolled together. They got over a foot of snow yesterday in Nebraska.
Yeah, here, I mean, it's nowhere near. Like, if we get a foot of snow, it's like
it's something. It's a snowy winter. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about for a while if we do.
Yeah, well, the average every year for snowfall is 12 inches.
Yeah.
So, like, the little bit, like, the half an inch to an inch that we had the other day counted towards it, you know? Like, it's a couple of smaller snows and maybe one or two, like, more significant snows.
Yeah, and it just kind of stays just above freezing overnight most nights. So that helps with getting the rain and all that we've had.
Well, yeah, the average winter temperature in, like, December, January, February is between, like, 32 and, like, 37, depending on which month you're in. So, which isn't bad at all.
Yeah, no complaints.
No, I mean, we could, but what would that do?
Yeah, no, we want to be here.
Oh, I love being here. There are so many different perks. But it's right where God wanted us to be.
Yeah, yeah, got it all good. Good setup.
I agree. I really do like it. And the boys like it.
Yeah.
So Isaac was a little annoyed that he had to do driving school. is a little more substantial for what they have to do for driving. So
when does he go, like, to driving school?
When we sign him up.
Oh, okay.
And pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not school sponsored.
Is it a weekend one? Or
well, it's 24 hours of in-class and then 8 hours of driving.
Okay.
So,
good. Like, after tonight, he could use that.
Well, he needs 50 hours with a parent, too.
Yeah.
So, he'll get plenty of that. He does a good job. It's just when you're not doing it frequently and haven't had a lot of experience, it's a little tricky.
Yeah.
So, he's getting there. Both of the boys are going to be pretty good drivers. Thankfully, they're learning from me. I'm a very good driver.
I mean, I haven't had any issues.
Well, I mean, how many miles do you drive?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I drive like 10 times, if you will, more.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's why you have the safe vehicles.
Well, you have, I mean, your vehicle's very safe, too.
Yes, that's why I get the hand-me-down vehicle.
I mean, it was a hand-me-down, but you like to have me have the family one. Of course, you know, I'm comfortable with driving any of our vehicles.
Yeah.
So, very exciting. No, I mean, no, you have not had a moving violation. But you have been in two accidents. You were in two accidents while we lived in Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a... Like
the one that's like I was turning into the chiropractor and got rear-ended.
Yeah, it's a good thing. So, very exciting. We like to keep it real, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, any other things that we need to share for this week? I think we really covered a lot of great information.
Yeah, boys are doing well.
I know. We're doing all right. You read to me last night.
Yeah, we got our book.
Yeah, I really enjoy when you read to me.
Yeah, I'm a good reader.
Yeah. Nope, just not even doing it.
What?
Talking about me being your beautiful bride.
Well, no, because it's like it's almost annoying that you're like you have this. You're entitled of me talking about reading to my bride. You know,
I really like when you say.
Oh, okay, good. We're gonna have to pick out our next book soon to read to my bride.
I don't want. I mean, you did a really nice job picking out the last one.
Yeah, good. So, the pressure's on.
The pressure's on for you.
No, I already did it. Now it's your turn.
No, you
give
don't.
Me a book to read to you for my birthday.
That would not be a gift for you.
Why? Happy 40th. Yeah. You want to talk about my beard as we finish up?
What about it?
Exactly.
I mean, it's there still, thankfully. I think you're going to go for another beard trim soon.
Really? You think I need one?
I don't know. I was just trying to make some conversation.
Just talk about how amazing it is.
I mean, it's flowing.
It only took about 2.5 years.
I mean, you kept cutting a lot of it off for a while.
Yeah, not anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No, I like the beard.
Yeah. Wait till it gets... a lot more volume.
I don't know that you'll do it. If you keep picking at random hairs and then leaving it stick out, I'm going to make you keep it shorter.
I do that?
Yes, you do. You pick at it and play with it, and then little pieces stick out the wrong way, and it curls wrong.
What are you talking about? Like, if I do that, does it just stay out there like that?
I can't see. It's dark in here because we're not using overhead lights.
You know, you made me turn on a second light, yeah, and you're still complaining.
Yeah, those lights are the worst. Like, these will not be in our bedroom when we move.
Okay.
I don't like them. For
Is that better?
No, it's worse.
Oh, it's too bright?
No, it's not too bright. It's just, it shines right in my face.
Well, no, I purposely did that. Here, how's it now?
Still not great, but that's okay.
I can't win here.
I know you can't. So fighting a losing battle, babe.
Yeah, my beautiful bride in the light. See what I did there? Yeah.
Wearing my... I was wearing a sweatshirt. I am wearing one of my nicer sweaters.
Yeah. You can't really tell what I'm wearing because I'm under the covers because... I get really and cold still, up again, here.
Why did you pack your slippers? Why would you even do that?
I don't know. Because I don't... I didn't wear slippers in Alabama.
But you have to be like, oh, winter, Ohio, fall, Ohio.
Yeah. Feet Ohio, supposed to move into our house in January.
Yeah, or I was more banking on February.
Okay.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
Almost to February.
Hopefully the beginning of April.
It won't be beginning of... There's no way. Especially with those houses.
Not with that attitude.
Well, first of all, I'm not the one out there doing the work. So I have zero control.
Well, why don't you help them?
Like, go try to make them get windows? I'm pretty sure they know how to do it themselves.
Yeah, just take your lawn chair over there.
No, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
The kids have already tried to call me a Karen when I've stood up for people, like for us.
No, they just think that's funny.
And it's not. That's not very kind. Yet here you are laughing.
Well, no, it wasn't about the Karen thing. And you're talking, and he goes, ma'am, ma'am. And just the fact that he did that, like, I couldn't believe it. Did you even get mad, or were you just annoyed?
I was already annoyed with you. I didn't get mad
at you. Why were you annoyed with me?
Was that the point where you told me... What was it even about? What were we talking about?
I don't know. I don't think I was calling you my beautiful bride.
No, you surely were not. Because you were telling me that I needed to calm down about something or another.
Yeah, that's that, what like, Isaac
there's not did. Much more that angers me when somebody tells me you need to calm down about something, and it's like,
okay, yeah, noted.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, thank God. We've been married for like over 21 years.
Well, that's where you get back. I haven't even peaked yet.
No,
I mean, I'm going to complete an Ironman this year.
I don't know that you're ever gonna peak, hon.
I might. I think in my late 60s.
Well, then that means you go downhill when we get older.
No.
I think you should just keep
that
improving.
Just means that the upward trend kind of levels off. Oh. It doesn't... I didn't say anything about a downward slope.
Well, I mean, I just think about peaking and going back down, you know?
No.
Like a hill. I don't know. So, well, everyone... I'm so excited that you guys joined us for another week, and we can't wait to hear who listens. Hopefully we can, you know, hear from all of you guys and hear what you think.
Yeah.
Hear what your thoughts are on how life is going. If you have anything that you want us to discuss, we'd love to hear.
Yeah, and just so some of our listeners know, we did offer up a guest appearance spot.
Yeah, so Anna, if David didn't tell you.
Yeah, yeah, you guys could have been here.
She wouldn't have.
My beautiful bride and me. See what I did there?
Yeah, I'm sure poor Anna would not have liked that.
Why?
I mean.
It's not like she would have told you to calm down or anything like that.
No, she's not there yet. No. She hasn't met me face to face. Maybe someday she would.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I mean, she... I don't think she would.
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, we'll have to hear from her. David, I'm sure her will laugh.
Yeah, that's so great.
All right, everyone. Have an amazing week, and we can't wait to hear from you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.